While many bovine dairies are struggling because of low prices, Iowa's experiencing a rapid growth in the number of goat dairies. IPR's Pat Blank recently visited one in northeast Iowa and has this report.
On a warm September Saturday, David Schindelar is giving a tour of his grazing goat dairy in rural Chickasaw County.
So we're walking into our main entrance to the creamery here, where we have our little refrigerator with our product in there that people can come and buy. And you can also see into our caramel making room. We have a window viewing right there. And then we also have another window where you can see into our milk processing room.
Schindelar, his family, and a handful of part-time employees milk 200 goats a day. They sell part of the milk to a cheese processor, Mount Sterling in Wisconsin, and the rest stays here for the caramel sauce he mentioned, as well as bottled milk and drinkable yogurt.
We had to think of something to add value to the product we were already making because we didn't want to increase the herd size. So coming up with the creamery was kind of what we want to do here and just add value to the milk ourselves and be able to raise our kids on the farm that I grew up on.
Schindelar left the family farm after high school to become a radiation therapist. And now, in addition to the goat chores, three times a week, he makes a 150-mile round trip for a shift at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. His wife, Amanda, is a part-time registered nurse. She says the family has a lot of experience juggling schedules.
When we were dating, they were milking a few goats. You know, if I would be over at their house, I would help milk sometimes. And so, yeah, it was pretty early on. So I knew this would be something that I would be getting myself into.
Outside the Welcome Center at the Grazing Goat Dairy, Bonnie Boyer and her family have made the 20-minute drive from Kalmar.
We are just checking out the goats here. Brought my kids and the husband with just to look at that and the dairy and the products that they make, you know, something farm to home.
Evidently, many Iowans like Boyer are interested in dairy goats, and in a big way. According to the USDA's Census of Agriculture, dairy goat herds expanded faster than any other major livestock group over the past decade, growing 61% between 2007 and 2017. That puts Iowa third in dairy goat numbers behind Wisconsin and Texas. David Brown is dairy program manager for the State Department of Agriculture. He says Iowa currently has 217 licensed goat dairies turning out processed products like the Schindelars, but there are strict regulations for raw milk.
If you're going to sell any type of raw milk in the state of Iowa, because we don't allow the sale of raw milk to the public, it has to come from a permitted, inspected raw milk purchaser, let's say like Saputo Foods or Mount Sterling in Wisconsin.
Brown explains even though it's popular, goat milk needs to have a market to get it off the farm. That's why only certain parts of the state have dairies.
The Kelowna area is our largest. I think there's roughly 78 goat farms down there. And then we have a cluster up then around the Colesburg area. And then northeast Iowa, then we have some up there. I think it's Guttenberg is where most of the farms are at. But northwest Iowa, we don't have any goat farms out there simply because of hauling costs.
Brown says his office gets a handful of calls each month from Iowans who are considering adding milking goats to their farm.
When somebody calls in to us, we suggest that they contact Iowa State University. They offer you 4 hours of free discussion time with them. And then they also give you a free booklet to help put your business plan together.
The Schindelars got advice from ISU. And David's father, Alan, says the family also spent many hours around the kitchen table discussing ideas.
We're doing this, you know, as a family to keep another generation on the farm. We put everything on the line. I mean, all the savings that we had put away for retirement got put in here. We just felt, you know, it's for the next group, and we're happy with that.
That so-called next group, David and Amanda's children, represents five generations of Schindelars on the farm, three generations milking goats. Near Protivin in northeast Iowa, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.